Happy to be joined right now by Rich Eisen from NFL Network. How you doing?
How are you, Vic? How you been?
I've been well, and you're speaking to our audience in Cleveland now.
Nice.
I know you're very big there as a Midwestern guy, as a Michigan guy.
Right.
But
I don't know how much they love me in Ohio. I don't know, you know, since I love to bash the Buckeyes as much as I possibly can. I'm a Michigan man, at least. They you know, so they have to respect my hatred. Right?
It's coming from the heart. It's real.
It is coming from the heart.
So, Rich, Super Bowl and. A little different this year. I love this setup in the in Radio Row, where your big set always takes up the middle of the room, the NFL Network set. But now you've invited spectators to kind of watch this. What kind of a new dynamic is that?
Well, it's the commissioner, basically, and wanting to make sure that the fan comes first and the fan gets more access, and fans can't get enough of access. I mean, we had 7,000 fans at Media Day yesterday who were given a radio, essentially, and decided to tune to whatever channels, whatever podiums they wanted to listen to, and I think it was a raging success. I think you're going to see more of that moving forward. And now there are fans just strolling around here, and I don't know. I mean, they're basically seeing people conduct radio interviews, but they're also sitting there and seeing Warren Sapp sit on a set and talk to Bettis, and they see this firsthand, first up, and, you know, take pictures and maybe get an autograph. They're seeming to enjoy the experience, and that's what it's all about, right?
Little by little, pulling the curtain back to really let people kind of see what we always sort of saw as a, whatever it was. It was a behind-the-scenes inner sanctum. The mystique maybe disappears a little bit, but that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Right. No, it's what everybody craves is access, and, you know, that's what my job for 8 years with NFL Network has been, is to take everybody from their couch and put them in my shoes and be on the fly on the wall with me.
8 years into this with you, and I was part of it from year one and watching it grow, but what are some of your impressions on how this has evolved, where the NFL took on its own network and had its own voice, and a lot of people that had a lot of different perspectives on wondering how it would be. Hey, this is an NFL-owned thing, how objective, et cetera, et cetera. How has it worked out from your standpoint?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, you know, we're in our ninth Super Bowl, and over 100 hours of live coverage here, and pretty much I think everybody, we've established ourselves as a game day presence also, whether it's for Thursday Night Football or on Sundays. I think more and more people know to flip to us as soon as games are over for everything that they need. Reaction, analysis, highlights, entertaining, presentation of it. And I think that job is done. You know, we still have some distribution issues, certainly in the state of Ohio, certainly in the city of Cleveland, which is sort of ridiculous. But, you know, I mean, Time Warner does whatever it wants to do, and fans in New York City know that firsthand. And I dare say that people are missing out. I mean, you know, and Time Warner Cable is taking over, starting a play, you know, regional networks across the country, and are going to be charging quite a bit of money for those places too, certainly more money than what NFL Network's offering. But at any rate, long story short, is I think the state of the union. I don't know. I'm hoping that one day that Time Warner and the network will be partners. I think that will happen.
Rich, the Super Bowl matchup and how you see it as two. I mean, to me, I know we would have been excited about almost anything, but is this about as good as it gets?
Well, yeah. I mean, you've got two franchises who've won it before. It's a legacy game, and for the quarterbacks and for the coaches, and you don't get that too often where both are involved in it. And you've got two teams that know each other, played each other in Week 9. So, and each time they've played in recent years, the Giants have won on touchdown passes with a minute to go, less than 30 seconds even. So that's what you're looking for, is an exciting contest between two closely matched, well-matched teams. And it's exciting. You know, I'm looking forward to finally playing it. You know, it's Wednesday already, and I'm ready to roll. But we've got a lot more time to wait.
Rich Eisen of NFL Network joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Radio Row at Super Bowl 46. Rich, the other part of this game, and it's not lacking in personalities, but it somewhat lacks in personality because the Bill Belichick and Tom Coughlin way is to keep that out of the process and right and keep this thing just about football. Although Belichick seemed to be a little more personable in his media dealings.
Yeah,
so
he was definitely expansive in his answers and talking about the history. But you mean that's his wheelhouse when you talk about the Giants and the Parcells years and his love of that organization. I mean, that's his wheelhouse, man. I mean, he really feels that way. You saw in our documentary this year of Football Life how moved he is when he remembers those years. And obviously, he and Coughlin shared 3 years together there. And he's the modern-day Lombardi. I mean, he really is. Lombardi's the only one ahead of him in terms of winning percentage of coaches who have coached in at least 10 postseason games.
Right.
And he could touch Lombardi Trophy 4 times, which, you know, matches Chuck Knoll, and you're getting up there. I mean, he's only Don Shula's ahead of him in terms of Super Bowl appearances. I mean,
right.
We're talking all-timers here now. He has been a little bit more engaging, I guess, with the media, but it's not their job, I guess, to make it entertaining. Obviously, it's our job to do that, right? So with us, you know, we're just trying to get to game day, man. You know, that's what we're trying to do with as much analysis as possible. But we already hit a lot of this in Week 9. We talked about it last week too.
Sure.
I mean, it comes down to which quarterback can stay upright and who's going to make the plays. That's pretty much it.
Gronk's a fun subject.
And sure.
I've known him since he was a kid. You know, he went to school from grade school on with my younger daughter. So we have a great familiarity with the whole family, the Gronkowskis. Fun to see him here, and he brings some personality, and he also brings some intrigue with the, is he wearing a boot, is he not wearing the boot, this
right.
whole ankle story. That's really all we got about it.
Well, in terms of injury, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and last year it was Freeney was in that
right.
role. So, but I'm glad that's why there's a bye week, you know? I mean, that's why I like the bye week, because we should get everybody on even footing with all their bullets in the chamber. That's what fans deserve. That's what this game deserves.
Sure.
And I hope Gronkowski can get as close to 100% as possible, because that is something that the Patriots have utilized and has been their bread and butter all year. Mm-hmm. And I hope he can go. I know Giant fans are hoping he's not 100%. That might help with the matchups that he seems to exploit, and Belichick and Brady and O'Brien seem to exploit so well.
Big picture, we're here, and this game's being played, but Rich, it wasn't that long ago where we had this lockout hell, where we went through this offseason of doubt, and
yeah.
I could see the pain in your face when I watched you on NFL Network. That was terrible. When maybe you don't reflect much on that, but if you do, to go from that to this is kind of a nice, strong way to rebound.
Great. It's great, and the year was as expected. I mean, the first game was so exciting between the Saints and the Packers, and came down to the last play, and then we saw so many fourth quarter comebacks this year. I don't know what the exact number is, but it was a record number at one point.
Right.
You saw the emergence of somebody like Tim Tebow, who was so popular at the collegiate level, and people were clamoring for him to get the start in Denver. They turned to him when they have no other choice in their mind, and what he turned into was really just a fun ride for all of us to follow. On top of that, the whole season we watched the Packers be undefeated for as long as they were undefeated, and the whole time we're thinking we're going to see an NFC Championship game rematch between the Saints and Packers, that game one would be the same matchup as the penultimate game in the NFC, and instead the championships between two teams that knocked both of them off.
Right.
And one of them being an unexpected Cinderella story in San Francisco, and another being a 9-win Giant team nobody expected. And the Patriots are back in again, and after a championship Sunday that was two very evenly matched teams that were equally tough in the mental and physical department, and it just came down to mistakes. So this game, this Super Bowl game, is a lot to live up to based on what the season has been, based on obviously that no one wants the Super Bowl to be, you know, a game where you know the outcome essentially by third
sure.
quarter.
Sure.
So, I don't ever want to go through that again. I don't plan to.
Years.
It's awesome. It's great. And then what it means for the growth of the game and the interest of the game this year has been evident. You know, the numbers are off the charts, and I hope this game is just an extension of all what we've seen already.
Your Michigan loyalty notwithstanding,
Thank you, sir.
Our Cleveland and Ohio fans are enjoying this conversation. Thank you so much for the time.
Vic, you take care.
He is Rich Eisen from NFL Network joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Radio Row, Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.